An increasing number of people are turning to electric bikes to speed up their commute, help make a living, or just to get outdoors. However, e-bikes are moving much quicker than the legislation. So the question is, how can we make sure e-bikes are safe to use on our roads? To help us answer this question and more, we welcome Ben Horwood, Director of E-Bike Safety Australia. Ben, how are you going?
Very good, mate. Glad to be here on a Thursday morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a bit about the work that you're doing there with E-Bike Safety Australia.
So primarily what we're doing, we're focused on youth. So that's essentially high school students, where we see the largest issue, and that's kind of where you can change behaviours. We've implemented through a number of high schools in New South Wales a protocol where we go in and they'll have a 45-minute online education followed by a 100-question quiz. They're issued with a digital licence, and that gives them a student ID tag to actually be affixed to their bike. And that's what is enforced by the school when they leave the house in the morning to when they return in the evening. Education and also bringing the accountability into the piece as well.
So it's like they're licensed and registered.
It is exactly that, right? Registration's not a term we can use. There's no insurance implied in it. So it is actually a student ID tag, and that's run through Cronulla High School, which was the pilot program. And
yeah.
There are four other schools down there in the Southern Shire and up in the Northern Beaches too.
So I guess the impetus for this is that e-bikes have grown massively in popularity in recent years. Is it the kids who are mainly keen on them?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think it's there's a few social sort of factors there as well. One is, obviously be out there with friends. Parents are working longer hours, quite difficult to get students to and from sports, beach, things like that. It is very much a coastal problem too.
Yeah.
And so they're the primary factors, and traffic obviously comes into that piece as well.
Okay, then. So, and does it sort of anything to do with the fact that, like, the grey area of riding on footpaths and should be on the
honestly,
roads is the big thing?
The legislation here is the most grey thing you could imagine, and it's debated and argued till the end of time, and it's still in 10 years' time we'll still be doing this.
Yeah.
Just very quickly, what sort of makes, like, loose sort of definition of an e-bike in New South Wales, 500-watt continuous rated motor, maximum speed at 25 kilometres an hour. You only have assistance from that motor while you're pedaling, unless it's a throttle where you only have that to 6 kilometres an hour. So that's basically the framework that we need to work in. One of the biggest issues out there are a lot of these bikes. The space where we work in as youths is typically fat tire bikes, which you hear all over the place. And kids are unlocking them, which means, you know, create more power out of that motor.
Really?
And more speed and throttle only. And that's really where the biggest sort of issues do exist.
Yeah, and I imagine that would be a hell of a thing to try to regulate.
Unbelievably challenging, and, you know, even from the police, if they're trying to enforce, they're dealing with the Youth Young Offenders Act as well. So it is not something, you know, we're really trying to change the behaviour as opposed to coming in with a stick trying to belt these kids with it. So that's where we're fighting at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're really trying to change behaviour, and accountability is definitely the way to do that.
All right, so e-bikes are getting around at higher speeds than what they've sort of been built for, than what is street legal. And so the definition of an e-bike is a constantly fluctuating thing. I do like the fat tire bikes, though. I can assume that's sort of the reason why they're so popular with kids, beyond the fact that they're sort of fun things to get around with. It's just ease of use, just being able to get places.
That is, you know. And I mean, like, rather than a kid be there, like, on an iPad or whatever, just sitting there, like, scrolling, like, it's unbelievable what it does socially for kids. I think it's great.
Yeah.
You know, you see on social media all the time, it's like, oh, gang of e-bikes. And look, kids get together. They're kids, right? They're going to do some stuff. That's hence why we're really trying to come in with the accountability side. And yes, we're going to get a lot of flack, like, hey, you guys can only have those ID tags on to and from school, for sure. But we start working with councils and we start going, hey, if you want to go to Oztag training or soccer or footy, you need to have those tags on as well. That's where we can start to see a major change.
Mm.
Until we get state government on board, and that is an absolute challenging thing.
Yeah.
The cycle sort of bodies that exist out there, very libertarian in their views. We don't want to have, you know, ID tags on our cycles, and that's fine. I wouldn't either. I just think the issue does exist for use on e-bikes, so I do think accountability should be there. And, like, we can look at examples that exist right now. Like, if you get a boat and you're 12 years old in New South Wales, you can go do your test and you can register a boat and drive that up the waterways, and you have a big registration tag down the side. So the framework exists. We're just moving it across to e-bikes as well.
I had no idea that was the case. Good thing I didn't have a yacht when I was 12.
Yeah, you'd end up in bloody Botswana.
Who knows where else? Yeah. What are the next steps for councils and governments to try and make these bikes as safe and, I guess, as accessible as possible?
Look, definitely the things that are happening right now, like we've had the sort of e-bike safety review through Parliament, very, very slow to act. There's a lot of lobbyists that get involved with, I'm going to say, motives which don't really, they're not really there for the kids' best interest.
Please don't say that about lobbyists. Don't sully the name of lobbyists on 2SER Breakfast.
I'd love to say lobbyists, but they go under different names. So,
don't say those names either.
Yeah. But they definitely, that's what we're working with, right? And we have some sort of powerful bodies out there which are very aligned with different politicians.
Yeah.
We've had great success through independents. I think independents look at things very pragmatic in their approach. They're not necessarily aligned, although they have to align at some stage with someone to get their sort of, what they need
across,
from. But that's really where we come from, right? Like we look straight up, we aren't funded by any of the sort of e-bike manufacturers. We're not really funded by anyone. We're a not-for-profit, probably not through choice. But
save me.
So that's how we are. And I want people to sort of understand that we don't come here with any sort of agendas.
Yeah.
We look at it from a very pragmatic standpoint and go, what makes sense? Like, I think they're great for kids. I think the community needs to feel safe, and I think we need to put sort of guardrails in place for that. But you ask, what are the next steps for it? Look, really, I think the primary thing here is schools, you need to do something. If principals are out there going, what are we going to do? Please reach out to us. We have solutions.
Yep.
And, in most instances, such as the Southern Shire Council have actually funded this program into schools as well. We had a little bit of luck up there in Northern Beaches, which is a funny story on that if you want to do a little bit of research. But look, we're up in the Northern Beaches too. That's a major hotspot. And look, any of those sort of coastal areas where fat tyre bikes and kids are out there riding it.
Ben Horwood from E-Bike Safety Australia. If you want to find out more about your work, ebikesafety.com.au is the place to go.
ebikesafetyaustralia.com.au.